is there a restroom for cab drivers?
Not really. But actually, I can go to Lexington Avenue.
Yeah.
Or I go to Telefosio on McDonald over there.
Okay.
Or I go to the African restaurant 198 on Park Avenue.
Yeah.
So those places are the time I go.
So this is really interesting. He has a mental map of the city, the places that are hotspots for him, in the same way that if you asked a person who lives in my neighborhood in Brooklyn where to go to get a cab, and they'd say, walk a block over to Clinton Street. All that soft knowledge could be captured and reflected in the kinds of communications devices that the city uses. There's quite a lot of information known about cab stands, and there's a lot of sort of soft knowledge that people have about where to go in the city to pick up a cab. And we realized that it wasn't that a lot of new work needed to be done to put cab stands in a certain place. It's just that the city needed to represent that information in the right place and at the right time, either in the cab or on the street. So now, you know, location-based services are becoming much more commonplace. They're very familiar to everyday New Yorkers who have cell phones that have data-enabled services on them. And if you could match what the cab driver knows about where he's likely to pick up riders with what regular pedestrians know about where they expect a cab to be, you've got a really good sense of the tendencies, and that's good enough. You don't have to have real-time information, you just have to have a sense on both sides and match those two things. And learning a lot from people who know the service very well is really, really juicy, good stuff for innovating better services and better communications for the city as it improves the cab service.